Provincial parks in Nova Scotia are breathtaking and just beyond your back door. This week, our AFER Adventure team wants you to make the most of your summer by visiting a provincial park. Chris Thorette and Jean-Sébastien Lapierre join us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You've forged a new friendship with the Provincial Department of Parks and Rec. Tell us about it.
Well, sure thing. I mean, we are always fans of our parks, and we're really excited because, you know, the Department of Natural Resources, they have a big job because we have a lot of amazing places here in Nova Scotia that they have the responsibility of looking after. And this year, we're really excited to say that from the day one, from when registration opened, numbers are way up. Now, there's a lot of factors as to probably why that is. But, I mean, what we would really love to believe is because people are more than ever are starting to realize just how much beauty there is here in Nova Scotia. And our provincial parks are the best representation that I can think of that showcase the really great things that we have here.
So what are you doing with them? What's your deal with these guys?
Well, part of it is a little bit of a secret. Tomorrow we're part of a big announcement that the parks are coming out with. We're going to be in Laurie Park tomorrow afternoon. I think it
12:30.
Was it 12:30? There you go, 12:30, lunchtime. To be part of a big announcement, which has to do, I can tell you a couple things to give you a little bit of a teaser, has to do with grade fours. And it has to do with some new initiatives that the provincial parks are going to be a part of. So that's all I can say. I tried to get to be allowed to say more, but we're really excited about it. I think it's one of those other initiatives that the provincial parks are taking to help to create that culture of adventure for young kids and families as well. So it's a really good thing, and we're really proud to be part of it.
Snap quiz. How many provincial parks are there in Nova Scotia?
I knew you were going to ask this question, and I'm still struggling to try to get a proper answer on it because it is a fluctuating number. However, it's a big number, and that's something that we should celebrate. And tomorrow we will be doing that, and we'll be joined, in fact, by the Minister of National
I think he's running for office.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a really
excellent job of not answering either of my questions this morning.
Thank you.
I have some.
I don't specialize in a small answer.
I have some numbers for you here.
Carry on.
So, opening day reservations this year, 4,047 people went online
on day one.
Wow, and that is up 38% from last year. Also, April reservations, so the whole month of April, was up 28%. So that's a great thing. You know, people think like, oh, people aren't camping as much anymore. But this, hopefully it's a trend towards more reservations, more camping, more families getting outside.
Why don't we know more about the provincial parks? I mean, as civilians, not as campers. I'm sure that my old friend Donnie Evans used to work here, could probably name them all off for us. But you think of, you know, Kedgy, you now think of the national park, which is Sable Island. You think of the Highlands, you know, the big national parks. We all, I can even name them.
Right.
The provincial parks, not so much. Why is that?
Well, our provincial parks offer a whole spectrum of different places. I mean, some are quite literally, you know, roadside parking lots that might give you a little bit of rest when you're on a long road trip, like us last night. Or they offer something much more grand. I mean, look at Blomidon. When you stand there and you look all the way down the Bay of Fundy and you think, this is incredible. So, I mean, I think we're doing a better job of telling the story, but I think ultimately it comes down, and these numbers that Chris just mentioned are a great example of that, where the more people who go out and spend time in them, the more they're going to go off and advocate about how great they are.
Pick one that we might not know about that you like.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll talk about yesterday. Jan and I were in Canso, and we had a little bit of time, so we went for a drive down the shore, and probably about 45 minutes from Canso is Tor Bay. And Tor Bay Provincial Park, you can't camp there, but it's a day-use park, and it is beautiful. And
Now, which direction are you going from Canso?
We're going south.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going south, about 45 minutes or so south. And beautiful white sand beaches. I think there was three crescent beaches that you could go and
not walk a single
on.
Solitary soul in
not a single soul. And Jan and I actually were talking while we were walking, and we were figuring how many people come here a year. And we were thinking something like 500 or 1,000. And was that the number?
I was just, sorry, I just wikied the list and I think I got it.
Nova Scotia Provincial Parks.
122
provincial parks.
Plus there's provincial wilderness areas, nature preserves, protected beaches, and so
there's
on.
There's lots of
so no wonder. So no wonder Jen couldn't come up.
I can't count them, couldn't name
them all.
I had to really concentrate.
When you put that up, I thought you were saying 122 visitors a year to Torbay. I was thinking, yeah. Oh my goodness, it's way
more
less
than that.
And somebody working there last summer counting them.
Yeah.
Pick one.
You know, I always love standing on the beach at Cabot Landing in Cape Breton, and I imagine what it would have been.
Where's
like.
Cabot Landing?
Cabot Landing is in Aspie Bay, which is pretty well as far north as you can go, and what a beach.
Yes, sir.
You've got the highlands there just breathing over your neck. And I just imagine what it would have been like to see Giovanni Caboto himself sail his way into that harbor and look around and think, here's the new world. Yeah. I found it.
And the thing is that if for people who regularly have gone around the Cabot Trail, there's that other part of that northern part of Cape Breton, which is off the trail, which includes Aspie Bay and areas like that. Well worth White Point, I think. Well worth getting off the trail, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Big Secret's coming up tomorrow, right?
Big Secret, yeah. 12:30. We'll,
12:30
we'll
where again?
Laurie Park in Dartmouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of 122 or 123.
I may have. It was
hard. See, it's hard, right?
The new one might have been added in the last 24 hours.
The Don Connolly.
That's right.
It's a very small piece of concrete someplace in the parking lot. Thank you, boys.
A pleasure.
Good to see us here in a couple of weeks.
Chris Surrett and Jan Sebastian LaPierre are part of a movement called A for Adventure. And if you have any adventure ideas to pass along to Chris and Jan, email us at infomorning.halifax@cbc.ca.